Hi, and welcome to our Relationship Coach Starter Kit teleconference. Today we have a treat for you. We have an RCI Members Speak Out event, Coaching as a Retirement Profession. And we have two very, very special guests that I'd like to introduce in just a minute, but a little bit of background about why we decided to do this program. Really, the baby boomer generation, of which I'm a member, is the largest segment of the population, and we are retiring. In the next 20 years, more than 76 million baby boomers will retire. And most of us, because, you know, financial security is hard these days. It's not like the old days where, you know, you had a job and then you retired from your job and you had a pension. You know, very few of us actually have pensions or have been able to save up enough in our IRAs for a secure retirement. So, you know, financially, it's a bit of a challenge to make it through retirement, especially because we are living longer. So most of us, and some research that I found, pegged it at 72%. 72% of retirees want or need to continue working in some capacity during retirement. So I just think coaching is the ideal retirement profession. And I put together my top 10 reasons for that. I'd like to share them right now. Number one, the startup costs are quite affordable. If you wanted to start a new business or a new profession, coaching is very, very affordable to get started in. And it's number two, it's pretty fast to get started in the coaching profession, especially if you're older and you have more experience and wisdom and you really want to help people. You know, you already sort of have that credibility behind you. You just need training in coaching skills in, you know, how to coach people. And you can actually start getting paying clients, you know, pretty quickly, you know, certainly within 3 to 6 months, if not sooner. But a lot of folks, you know, they want to go and finish their training first before they start getting clients. And, you know, that's a good choice, but it's not necessary. If you need to start getting paying clients right away as a coach, you can do that. And number three, coaching really allows for a very flexible lifestyle. You can pretty much fit it in if whatever lifestyle you have. It doesn't have to interfere with your traveling or your, having your grandkids over or, you know, any of those things that you might value in your lifestyle when you're older. Number five, retirement. Coaching is a very portable profession. It really, you know, you can work from anywhere, and it's one of the things that a lot of people, because the traditional helping relationship is one-to-one in person in a four-walled office, a lot of folks, you know, they're unfamiliar with how effective a coaching relationship can be by telephone. And I'm a therapist. I spent many, many, many years in a four-walled office, and I can tell you that coaching over the telephone relationship can actually be more effective. So right now I'm just going to ask you to trust me on that, but coaching is very different from any other kind of helping profession. It lends itself to the telephone and internet very, very well, and which means that it's portable. You can work from anywhere. Number six, coaching is quite profitable. You don't have, you know, very low overhead, and so, you know, you just need a few clients to support your lifestyle. And number seven, coaching is fun. It is a heck of a lot of fun. You know, there's nothing more fun in my mind than helping somebody achieve their most important goal, helping somebody accomplish something that they didn't think they'd accomplish, something that they really, really want. It's a very positive, goal-oriented profession, and we can work because we want to, not because we have to. Those of us in the coaching profession, we value having, you know, living our best life. And so we're doing it for ourselves and we're helping our clients do it, which means it's a lot of fun. You can have a fun life. You work because you want to, not because you have to. And number eight, I find coaching to be very, very meaningful. You know, developmentally, as we age, as we mature, we want to mentor. We want to be of service. We want to pass along what we've learned. We want to help those, you know, that are, you know, coming up behind us. And we have a desire to do that. And, you know, there's different words for it, like generativity or things like that. But we get a lot of meaning and fulfillment later in life out of being able to mentor and support the younger generation. And so it just makes for a very meaningful lifestyle if you can be of service to others. You know, earlier in your life, you might not have needed that. And as you age, we develop more and more of a desire for it. Number eight, coaching is quite stimulating. And as we age, we need stimulation. We need to learn new things, and interacting and helping others keeps us sharp and keeps us energetic. The coaching relationship is very, very energizing. And there's other ways to get energy from people. Hanging out with your friends will do that. You know, and, you know, having engaging recreational activities will do that. But, you know, the mental stimulation of coaching, the challenge of, you know, being of service to this person who's relying on you to support them to achieve their most important goal, you know, it's quite stimulating and keeps us young, keeps us sharp and energetic. And number 10, coaching is the ideal retirement profession in my mind because it provides for us financial security, that we can make as much as we want or as little as we want. We can work as much as we want or as little as we want. And because our retirement benefits tend to be limited and we will probably outlive our savings, that financial security is pretty important. And, you know, maybe this isn't your situation. Maybe, you know, you're financially secure and that's okay. Most of us, the research shows, are not. Most of us will far outlive our savings, and then there's things like, you know, medical situations that will, you know, drain your savings, you know, pretty quick. So the ability to make as much or as little as you want any time you want is pretty, pretty important in my mind. So those are that's my top 10 reasons why I consider coaching to be the ideal retirement profession, you know, for some folks, you know, not everybody. But we have two folks on the line who have decided that coaching is their ideal retirement profession. So I would like to introduce you to Dave Wilder and Ellen Camaras. Now, Dave is from Wilmington, North Carolina. He is recently retired after 28 years in the Marine Corps as a chaplain and pastoral counselor. And he just launched his new coaching business, relationship coaching business, with his wife, Laura. And their website is treasuredrelationships.com. Very, very exciting. And so this is, you know, happening as we speak. So I'm excited to talk with Dave about that because, you know, it's always fun to talk with somebody who is doing this in real time. I mean, this is happening right now. You know, it's not like, you know, 5 years later, oh, yeah, let me tell you how I did it 5 years ago. This is happening right now. And Ellen Camaras, now she has an MBA. She is a CPA from Brooklyn, New York. If you don't know what CPA means, that means Certified Public Accountant. So she's been working with numbers for more than 34 years. And she, my understanding is, she is soon to retire. She's planning for her retirement. She's not retired yet. And she's looking at coaching as, you know, fitting in with her new, her anticipated retirement lifestyle. So I'm looking forward to talking with Ellen as well. So welcome, Dave and Ellen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, first question, guys. Let's go ahead and start with Ellen. Now, am I correct that you're not retired yet, Ellen? And what?
I'm technically not retired. I don't have a specific date in mind. I am married, and I've been trying to slow down my husband's retirement. We're both the same age. We're 59. And I know what you call it, a third age career for me. I'm fulfilling my dream. I'm really living my dream. I always wanted to work in a service profession and help people. So I don't even have an exact target, but probably at 62, maybe I would technically be semi-retired.
Right. So if you are a coach and you can get clients anytime you want, then chances are you can choose your retirement or semi-retirement anytime you want.
Yeah, I would love to do this for as long as I can.
So let me ask you, Ellen, out of all the possible things that you could do as a third stage career, you know, to transition into retirement or semi-retirement, what made you choose coaching?
I always wanted to work with people. I chickened out of being a nurse and went for the money. I wasn't emotionally strong enough to be a nurse when I was 18 or 20. And I chose coaching as opposed to, let's say, a therapist or social work, because for the reason that one of the reasons you outlined, affordable training and really fast startup. I can't believe that in a year I got my certificate, and now I'm taking a certificate with RCI in relationship coaching for singles. And I didn't even know what coaching was until I stepped into the first class at NYU, and I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with the idea of that it's forward thinking, that it's the client's agenda, and you know, no looking back, and it just, you know, that it just fascinated me how powerful it could be, helping people make positive changes in their lives.
Yeah, it sounds like it resonated for you, and that's you know, the life that you want to live, you know, as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's made me so much more positive, and it's affected me, I'd say, in my physical life and my emotional life. I feel like healthier all around.
Mm, awesome. So you first studied coaching at NYU. And
right.
And then I guess you decided to focus on relationships as a specialty?
Yeah, actually, I was doing a term paper last April on relationship coaching for singles in my personal coaching class, and that's how I found you, and I listened to some of your recordings, and I'm also a matchmaker on a dating website that requires a middle person. So I thought that having a certificate in relationship coaching for singles would really work well with that.
Oh, cool. So how did you happen to become a matchmaker?
I've always enjoyed setting people up, because when I was single, I appreciated when people kind of looked out for me and tried to find me a match, and so I'm kind of, I've been doing it on and off probably for 30, 40 years.
have you gotten any matchmaking training or anything like that?
You know what? Now I'm a matchmaker on that website that requires a middle person, so that the member doesn't search the database themselves. They have to choose two matchmakers. I did get some training.
Uh-huh.
You know, how to navigate the website, and I listened to a couple of lectures.
Yeah, did you check out our Matchmaking Made Easy program that we have in our singles training?
Yeah, I know it's there, and I haven't had a chance, but I definitely will.
Yeah, so let me ask you, what's your experience of RCI so far? You know, you made the decision to join, you wanted to focus on working with singles. What's your experience so far?
Oh, well, I mean, I just finished the singles coaching part one yesterday, which was foundational, and I really enjoyed it. I learned some new skills, reinforcement of other skills, and the training. The lab, working with my lab partners, was also wonderful, just getting – I'm going for my ICF credentialing, International Coaching Federation. I need 100 hours, and that's, I'm shooting for October. And the labs have been tremendously helpful as far as getting more experience coaching. I'm getting more confident, and also just the material you cover and the examples you and Teresa give really reinforced the skills. Like yesterday when we went over all the coaching skills, I really got them. I really understood them.
Yeah, awesome. So Ellen, I'm going to ask you to pick a date. You know, as a coach, the coach in me wants to support you to, you know, have a defined plan for transitioning to retirement or semi-retirement. So here you are, you're you know, in the middle of your training at RCI, and you would like to retire. You don't have a timeline, as you say. If you were to pick a target date as to when you'd like to make that transition, what would that be?
Probably 2 years from my birthday in October.
Uh-huh.
So we're saying 2017, I guess, October 2017.
Okay, that doesn't sound so far away. And will you put that on your calendar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it happen.
Make it happen.
It will be our pleasure to support you to make it happen.
Thank you.
That's exciting. Thank you, Ellen. And hold on. Just had a cough a little bit. And Dave, welcome.
Thank you.
And so Dave, am I correct that you recently retired, as in, like, you know, just recently, or you haven't retired yet, or what's your situation?
5 months. 5 months ago.
You retired five months ago.
The end of October of 2014, and I've been getting my new business, and to me it's a business as well as a ministry, up and running, and I'm loving it. I didn't know that retirement could be so exhausting, though.
And well, if you say you're loving it, I assume you're having fun too, right?
I'm having fun. Part of the exhausting part is I've been in a whole bunch of different classes and coaches council and so I'm learning a lot of internet stuff. I've built a website during this time, and you know, not that it's 100% perfect, but it's definitely getting there.
Yeah, and so you're really in business building mode now.
I am.
And I know that you have been conducting some relationship classes and things like that. Can you tell us about what you've been doing, you know, since you retired, in terms of putting yourself out there and studying the market?
Yes. I have developed a 12-session self-help class, and so the idea is that if you did it once a week, it would take you 3 months, and I'm going to be selling it on my website and giving it 6 month access.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm doing right now, as kind of the beta testing of this, is I'm teaching this through a couple of local churches as a 7-week class, where they get live with me the first 7 sessions, and then I gift to them the remaining of the course. And this helps me to work out the bugs with real live clients, real live students learning the educational part of it, as well as some group coaching that is part of the program. And
yeah,
then,
so,
of course...
Yeah. So partnering with the churches is really smart, because they have you know, a lot of people, it's a captive audience. They're usually pretty motivated and interested,
mm-hmm.
and especially if you provide them a free program. How does that translate to getting clients and money, though?
Well, they get a taste of what coaching is, and they get a taste of what can be, and where, you know, they see that where this is headed, of having a truly radically striving, a thriving rather, marriage, and they're going to want one-on-one coaching, so that they reach those goals. In seven weeks, you get a very good start, but you haven't arrived. And so for people that graduate from the seven-week program, I have a three-month option for them, and then other people that just come without that benefit, there's a 4- and a 6-month coaching option.
Right, and that's probably my favorite business model, is to, you know, conduct a free or low-cost class and then provide a follow-up coaching program to support them to implement what they learned in the class. And by the time they're reaching near the end of the class, you know, they've come to really bond with each other, and they like you, and they trust you, and they want to keep on going, they don't want to stop. So it's a very easy decision for them to continue on, and, you know, and pay you to do so. So it is a very, very smart business model. It's one of my favorites. But, you know, there's another benefit of working with churches, especially, or any group, you know, like a nonprofit or a service organization. When you do like a free class for them, or even just a free seminar or two, you become known, and they end up referring to you. You end up becoming the go-to person. I mean, who else do they know that works with relationships? You know, maybe they know other people, but a lot of people don't. They say, oh, you know, well, oh, you need that? Oh, I know this guy, Dave Wilder. He came to my church last month. So it's a great way to become the go-to person and to build a referral system, a large referral system, really, really quickly. And for the price of doing that, it's just doing some free classes and seminars, you know, that's totally, totally worth it. Because in my experience, you know, I've had the experience of having one referral source just almost fill my practice. You know, it's wonderful when that happens. And the thing about having somebody who is retired or close to retirement is when you're older, you have the trust factor and the credibility factor of just being older. You know, it's almost unfair. What I found is that, you know, especially if you are retired or semi-retired, then people end up actually trusting you more because, you know, you don't have the profit motive going. It's not like you're trying to squeeze them out of a bunch of money. You're doing this because you want to, not because you have to. You're doing it out of passion and service, you know, not because you want them to open their checkbook. And so they end up, you know, really trusting you and providing you a lot more credibility. So actually, when you're retiring, you have an advantage over a lot of other practitioners that might be, you know, speaking in front of them. Have you found that to be true? You know, did they just seem to fall in love with you and want to talk with you and just, you know, treat you like their father and their grandpa?
I have the grandpa look, and in fact, we have a grandbaby due in 2 weeks. So,
oh, cool!
So we're real excited about that. But yes, we, you know, Laura has. I don't have a whole lot of hair. I'm close to bald, but
even better,
Laura's is beautiful silver. You know, and believe it or not, I've been working with relationships since 1973 as a profession. I probably shouldn't say that. It really makes me sound old. And but I've gone through a progression of from pastoral counseling to clinical chaplaincy to being a military chaplain, and then to as a civilian, training other military chaplains and working with relationships. So I was the go-to guy with the Navy and Marine Corps for building relationships, but I'm unknown in the civilian sector.
Yeah, and there's a world of difference between, you know, doing it for a paycheck and doing it as a form of self-employment, a world of difference.
I'm one of those rare guys with a pension. In fact, I have two pensions because I'm retired, or I like to say retarded twice, you know. But But
well,
I'm
that's,
doing this,
that's an advantage of 28 years in the military is that you,
that's
you,
true.
You do get some benefits.
Yeah. So I am doing this because I love it and because it makes a difference, but I also want to make some money at it, and that it's doing that. You know, that's where we're headed. Even though it's new, we're just starting off, it's going to be just fine financially. And also because I don't have to have, you know, a full-time job income per se, I'm looking at 20 to 25 or 30 hours a week career here. And that would be with 12 to 15 individual couples that I'd be coaching, as well as teaching some classes for churches and continuing that.
Well, that's a pretty active retirement. That is a significant practice.
And the cool thing is that with it being coaching, our daughter, who's almost 3 hours up the road, you know, we can go spoil the grandbaby. and I can still do my work because I can log in. I do it all over the internet, and it doesn't matter where people are, or it doesn't matter where I am or where they are. So it's pretty cool that we're able to do it that way.
Yeah, and I imagine it's cool knowing that, you know, you have your third stage career. You know what you want to be doing with your life. That's meaningful and fulfilling and fun and income producing. And you can do as much or as little as you want. You're doing it because you want to, not because you have to.
That's right.
Yeah, cool. And so, Dave, what's your experience so far of RCI and how RCI, you know, helped you get where you are?
Well, I've gone through the entire couples track, and it's fabulous. It's wonderful. I was doing some coaching before, but I didn't have the more formalized training, and so this has been very helpful to me, and building relationships with other people with the same goals and connecting, you know, getting to know you and Darlene and Dr. Jackie and, you know, all of these wonderful people and sharing ideas, you know, is priceless.
You're very different than a lot of our trainees because, you know, you've been in the relationship, you've been working with relationships for so many years. So mm-hmm. It means a lot to me that, you know, you receive value from RCI. We're there for you, Dave, and anything you need to overcome any obstacle or any question you have, you know where to go.
I know where you are. I have you on speed dial, David.
Okay, well, thank you, Dave. And if you have any questions for Dave and Ellen about their journey, about, you know, why they chose, you know, to be a relationship coach in retirement, or their experience of RCI, you know, what's on your mind? So I'm going to open up the line right now. So questions for Dave and Ellen. What do you want to know more about? Okay, anybody? Okay, no questions yet. So let's go ahead and talk about, you know, when you're older and you're looking ahead to your retirement, I'm imagining that the biggest challenge, the thing that would hold somebody back from choosing this, is how scary it is to put yourself out there and market and get clients and actually charge for a service. In other words, being in business for yourself. If you've never been in business for yourself, you know, starting that anyway is daunting. And doing that when you are older doesn't make it any easier in a lot of people's minds. So I'd like to just put it out there to either of you, Ellen and Dave, is that or was that a challenge for you? How did you overcome it? You know, what would you say to people that are a little bit daunted or scared about marketing themselves or charging for their services?
Yeah, I'll jump in on that one.
Okay.
I'm all excited about the how to help people. And so when you're in a conversation and, just talking to a friend or somebody that you meet, wherever, and they say, well, what do? And I would like to say that I teach classes and I do coaching and I help people with, learning this, that, and the other, because the how to help people thrive in their relationship is exciting to me. But when I made the shift to talk about, I help couples to have greater intimacy, to communicate better, to understand each other better, to have a great relationship that truly thrives and meets their needs on many different levels. Then I'm talking about the results.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about the results and not worrying, not really discussing the how do we do this, people get it. And that is a key to the marketing part, because if we're talking about, we'll do this and we'll do that and we'll do this next step and stuff, they're just lost. They're hearing blah, 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 and they don't get it. But when we talk about the results, they're like, "Yeah, I want that." So,
right. So then it's not a hard sell.
It's not a hard sell.
Yeah.
The reality is we're doing something for them. So we're not like a salesman trying to sell something to you that you really don't want.
And you're so right. They are hiring us for the result, and that's what needs to motivate them and inspire them is the result that they want.
Yeah.
And, it sounds paradoxical, and I keep on telling people over and over and over, do not try to sell coaching. Do not try to explain what coaching is. Do not try to convince anybody to want coaching. And so people can't understand, how can I get clients if I don't talk about what coaching is? And you just explained exactly how, which is you talk more about, what it is they want to achieve and how you can work together to accomplish that result. Not, I'm a coach, here's what coaching is, here's how much I charge, here's how we'll work together. Having a program especially helps, because people tend to trust something that has a little more structure and a little more tangibility to it. And so just, having a program that has a name, like in the case of couples, we just published our Radical Marriage book. So it could be your, Radical Marriage 90-day, tune-up or something like that. And people are much more likely to check out something that seems more tangible than an intangible relationship of we're going to talk and I'm going to charge you for talking with you. So you focus on results, absolutely. So, thank you, Dave, for that. And Ellen, how about you? How do you get over the hurdle, the discomfort or the awkwardness or the, about charging and marketing to get paying clients?
Well, I just wanted to say I never wanted to be self-employed, and I always did like that corporate structure or not taking, the job home with me, which didn't necessarily happen. But I am enjoying that flexibility of being self-employed. And as far as worrying, you had asked before about, my age, just the whole coaching has really made me feel young. I took I took classes with younger people. I've got really wonderful relationships as a result of taking the classes. And I'm not exactly in the marketing stage yet, because I'm very focused on getting my hours for credentialing, so I'm kind of doing low-cost coaching to get my hours, but it's, you know, giving me a lot of experience and confidence. I have thought of ways to market myself, and as Dave was talking about his experience in the military, I had just wanted to tell him, I'm pretty close, I volunteer at a hospital once a week, and I'm pretty close with the chaplain there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given me a lot of, he's kind of my mentor, and he's very supportive of my new profession. And I was going to, one of my marketing strategies was going to be to reach out to senior community centers and offer to speak and get referrals that way. So as far as, my comfort level, I haven't actually marketed that much yet. I'm tweaking the RCI website that you were very generous to provide me with, and I'm still kind of in the planning stage as far as marketing.
Yeah, and the impressive thing is here's, you know, you've been a salaried employee for, you know, more than three decades,
yeah,
and now you're looking at self-employment, and you're embracing it. You're stepping into it. A lot of people, probably the biggest hurdle for people is that they're scared of it, or
right,
they don't understand it, or they don't want to sell themselves, quote unquote. And so how did you make that leap? How did you experience any resistance or fear?
Well,
or?
Yeah, but, you know, the whole thing is I'm trying to, like, walk the talk, and I'm trying to, you know, live the life that I want to help my clients live. So as far as, you know, to me, a lot, you know, coaching is based on, you know, positive psychology. And just, you know, when I have clients who want to find their purpose and meaning, you know, I'm just very into journaling and gratitude and taking a risk, you know, stretching myself. So I'm kind of coaching myself, plus I do a lot of peer coaching. So that's how I was able to get over, you know, those hurdles. I'm trying to practice, you know, for lack of better words, practice what I preach. Not that I'm telling my clients what to do, but, you know, underlying it all, you know, are those is the positive psychology and viewing the glass kind of as half full rather than half empty.
Yeah, and you use the word, you know, flexibility. You know, what attracted you about self-employment was the flexibility.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I saw your article, when you shared it, and I actually, every point you came up with, like, excellent points, and you mentioned phone coaching can be more effective. At first, I wanted to only coach in person, and then I realized phone or Skype is really great. I never thought I would enjoy it. So, and the flexibility, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, since my husband also wants to retire very soon. You know, we have a place in Florida. I could coach there. I'm going to Israel in a few weeks for the Jewish holiday, so I'll call into my classes and coach from there as well. So that's a big draw for me. And you mentioned also, you know, how we age and we want to help others, and I coached somebody on Sunday, a young person who has a challenging issue, and I got out of there, and I was on a high.
Yeah, it's a rush, isn't it?
Yeah, Yeah, and that's the best part of it. I know Dave said, yeah, he wants to help people have, as I haven't done any couples training, but I know when I work in the hospital and, I help the family of the patient who's in surgery. So basically I take care of the family while their loved one is in surgery. And I get, I get a rush that way too. And I've actually been a better volunteer as a result of my coaching training. I used to be a little nervous. It could get, I do it on Monday, which is, a lot of people want to get surgery over on in the beginning of the week, and it could get pretty busy, but I find I'm like really more relaxed now as a volunteer. I've been doing it 3 years, and I even enjoy it more as a result of my coaching training. So, so the whole thing, helping others, that's one of the, that and the flexibility are like big draws for me. And also, I hope to, like Dave said, he wants to make a difference, but I would like to make some money. And I'm hoping that's going to, that's my next step after I get my ICF credentialing. I'm pretty confident it's going to fall into place.
Yeah, it's actually not that hard to do. It's pretty hard if you are just going to walk up to somebody and say, hey, I'm a coach, want to hire me? But that's not how we get clients. And what I'd like a lot of folks to clearly get is that the way we get clients as a coach is simply to be of service, is simply to be a coach. And part of being a coach is, to be honest about, what it takes. And so we will be honest at some point of, I'd really like to help you with this. I'd really like to work with you. I'd really like to have you as a client, and I'd like to. I think we can really accomplish this together. So that's one of the best ways to get a client, is simply to be honest with a prospective client that you have connected with, that you really want to help, that you're excited about helping, that you genuinely think that you can help, and that's almost irresistible, because by the time they've gotten there with you, they're connected with you. And it's a strong emotional connection that can get them results, and they feel it. And it's pretty rare in this world to connect with somebody on that level. It's pretty rare in this world to have an opportunity to achieve something great that you really, really want. Because most of the time we go through our everyday life and we want things, but we're not quite sure how to get them. And they always seem to be a little bit out of reach and far away. And when you talk with a coach, and then you realize, wow, I can have this now. I can have it tomorrow. Here's a clear path. Here's somebody that can help me accomplish that. It is really, really compelling. And it's hard to say no to. So getting clients as a coach is actually not hard. You just have to, learn how to have the coaching conversation with a prospective client. And it helps to have marketing strategies, and one of the best ones is simply to get out there and connect with potential referral sources, like, Ellen is with her mentor at the hospital, and Dave is with the churches that he's established relationships with, and give a few presentations here and there, and especially when you're older, I got to share with you guys. Yesterday, Darlene and I met with a CPA, a guy who's new to us, and we needed a new accountant for our business, and so we met with him in person, in our local town, met him for the first time, and I was surprised at what a young guy he is, because a lot of times when we've worked with professionals, they were older. And so I commented about it. Wow, you seem so young. And, so we had fun with that. But when he discovered what we do, and we even gave him a copy of one of our books, then, you know, he was talking about his relationship struggles. And he was really, you know, seeing us as clients who would be examples for him and maybe even mentors for him. And just having us as his clients, you know, would support his relationship struggles and goals as he's helping us with our, you know, accounting situations and needs. So it's just from who we are, just from how we show up, just from our age, there's, you know, the advantage of being older, being a baby boomer, being close to retirement or even being retired is that, you know, people give you credibility and they attribute wisdom to you and experience. And so you don't have to, it doesn't take a lot to convince them. You know, they're already convinced pretty much because of your age to come to know you, like you, and trust you. They're already positively inclined to that. So that's where, you know, older folks tend to actually have an advantage. There's not a whole lot of situations in the world where the older folks have an advantage. But in the coaching profession, you know, this is one of them. And it is, I got to tell you, it's a blessing. It makes our marketing and getting clients, you know, so much easier.
If we could only have the energy and stamina that we had when we were younger, that would be great.
Yeah, but you know what? When you are living the lifestyle that's right for you,
yeah,
when you are doing things that give you energy,
mm-hmm.
then you feel younger, don't you? You
absolutely.
You get energy from your clients. You get energy from your work. And it's one of the saddest things about retiring is when people don't know what to do next. And then they end up, you know, passing away. I'm trying to come up with some word that's not morbid. You know, they end up passing away, kicking the bucket, you know, ending, you know, not living that much longer. You know, within a year or two of retirement, they're gone because they don't have anything meaningful to, you know, keep them going. Maybe, I don't know. I haven't seen any research on why people end up dying, you know, so soon after retirement. But I do know that this generation is destined to live much longer than past generations, and you are more inclined to live longer if you are, you know, happy with your life and your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this has been fun, guys.
David, I agree with you, and actually I have seen some studies about people who retire and then get either kind of depressed or they didn't really have a plan other than I can't stand this grind anymore. And that's the reason I keep going back to my husband, but that's the reason I've been trying to advise him. He's a lawyer and he's self-employed. And I said, don't let the, you know, try to, can you think about managing your practice or, you know, don't let the practice manage you and, you know, take on fewer clients. I mean, do you really want to fully retire? Can you, you know, I've been trying to, you know, I don't want to really coach my husband, but trying him to see different possibilities that it doesn't have to be the current situation. He could, you know, it's his practice. He could do whatever he wants with it.
Right.
And to see other options.
But it is hard to let go, you know.
Yeah. But there, you know, but I agree with you 100%. I know, you know, I just went to this really intense Zumba class this morning, which maybe I wouldn't have, you know, had the guts to take 2 years, you know, last year. And I really got through it. So I agree with you, a more meaningful life does keep you young. And I, you know, and that's what I've experienced this past year.
Awesome. Well, guys, we're nearing the end of our time. And I really want to thank you for sharing this conversation with me. It's, you know, something that I've felt strongly about getting the message out that, you know, coaching is a fulfilling profession for just about anybody. But especially if you're considering retirement, what an ideal way to support yourself in retirement, to give yourself, you know, meaning and purpose in retirement, to allow for a flexible lifestyle and financial security in retirement. I do consider coaching to be the ideal retirement profession. And so if you're listening to this and you want to check this out further, just make an appointment with us to chat about it. www.meetwithrci.com. You know, go to our website and click on the Contact Us button if you like. But, you know, it's not hard. It's not complicated. If you have wisdom and experience to share with people, you know, we can train you on how to be a coach and how to turn that into a, you know, profitable paying profession that can support you into retirement and beyond and work as little as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Dave and Ellen, I'm grateful to you for being here and sharing your story, and I thank you for your support and membership in RCI. And I personally look forward to supporting you to have the retirement lifestyle that you really want. Being part of RCI, that's part of what our mission is to support our members to be successful in being the kind of coach that you want to be. So, yeah, we're here for you, and thanks for letting us, be there for you.
Oh, thank you, David. And I know there are so many resources that you offer, and I'm looking forward to jumping on more of the calls as far as building your business and the matchmaking. I did do some of the mentoring labs, and they're, you know, fabulous resources. I learned a lot when I jumped on one of those calls, and I look forward to learning more, getting into the relationship stage two coaching for singles and using those tools with members on my own dating website.
Yeah.
And thank you for all the support that you do offer through RCI. It's like being a part of a family with people I've never seen in person but talk to on a regular basis, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
And
thanks for saying that, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks for joining us for Coaching as a Retirement Profession. And we will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.